This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Not even Mother's Day is immune from the hatred from the liberal lunatics and social justice warrior psychos who are upset that the holiday isn't inclusive enough. Isn't diverse enough because it doesn't celebrate, quote, non-traditional families. Of course, liberals hate almost every holiday. They hate the 4th of July because it celebrates the birth of this great country.
Yeah, no one's allowed to have anything but them.
It's a Christian holiday, and they even say that Santa Claus is a symbol of white supremacy and of white privilege in America. They hate Halloween because when kids dress up in certain costumes, it offends them. They hate Valentine's Day because it makes people who are single feel bad about themselves. And just a year or two ago, nobody really could have imagined that the liberal lunatics would find Mother's Day offensive. But, of course, they do! One elementary school actually canceled the Mother's Day arts and crafts period and sent this note home with the students to the parents. Dear parents, as Mother's Day and Father's Day approach, we have met as a team to discuss our core values in an effort to celebrate diversity, inclusivity, and also nurture our students who are part of non-traditional families. We have decided to encourage those celebrations to take place at home. Due to this, the children will not be making gifts at school to give on Mother's Day and Father's Day. We feel each family knows the best way to celebrate within their own family. Thank you for understanding. Thankfully, that school is in Canada, but you know that this kind of insanity is probably happening in American schools. It just hasn't made headlines yet. Word of this crazy school is making headlines not just in Canada, but across the country here in the United States. And most normal people are quite surprised, quite shocked that the liberal insanity just continues to go now and they're attacking Mother's Day. But liberals think it's a great idea. Here's an article from Teen Vogue. School cancels Mother's Day to celebrate inclusivity and diversity. And then it goes on, the subtitle of the article is, this is actually a really smart idea.
Oh, yeah.
Some lunatic in the Washington Compost just wrote this article. For some gay parents, Mother's Day or Father's Day is awkward.
Oh, yeah.
I guess we shouldn't celebrate Mother's Day or Father's Day anymore because gay people think that it's awkward. That thankfully there are still normal families out there.
The liberal
Guardian
wear her
says
gifts.
Mother's Day is a minefield for two dad families. Same-sex
you know what? It paused. I'm going to play the rest when Roger Stone's in the studio, but just, that's Mark Dice, the videos on Infowars.com. He's doing a great job. Do you understand they're having at feminist rallies all over the world, women put on hijabs and announce that they're going to support Islam because it's anti-Western? It's the West that has the open society, moron. Almost every Muslim country doesn't let women go out without hoods over their heads. They cut your genitals off at birth. They don't let you drive cars, dumbasses. But you sit here in this open society, they're like adults that piss in their bed. Or they're like the weird fetishes where you crap in your pants and you're 50 years old. I mean, that's what this is. This is mass cuckolding by a bunch of mentally ill beta losers that want to run around just going crazy. Look at this. Study. Describing breastfeeding as natural. Just use the words we say. You're in a cult now. Is unethical because it reinforces gender roles. This is mainstream news from the Journal of Pediatrics. That's what the nurses and doctors are being taught. That mammals, whether they be whales, whether they be dogs, whether they be bovine cows, whether they be pinniped seals. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm using scientific terms. I'm not a pseudo-intellectual. I actually know all these names. They're like, how about the British accent? It is outrageous to say that mammals should not be able to breastfeed and that it's hurtful to others. It's also outrageous to claim that men can have uteruses and have children. It is simply fake and false. I cannot claim, as Sir Wilful Johnson the 19th, that I can be a black hole off the intergalactic arm of Alpha Centauri, or that I could be a cuttlefish. But this is the mass mental illness spore, delivered by the global alchemist to create mass dissension and cultural breakdown. The very foundations of society are under absolute attack and are preparing to fall. This is being done to usher in the planetary government and biological weapons release that will exterminate the majority of humanity. Already the so-called elites have decided you are obsolete and have been making the announcements that they intend to end society as we know it. And that, my friends, is what we've seen here. I'm Keith Olbermann. I hope foreign powers overthrow Trump, including the Russians, because he's a Russian agent. No oxymoron there. No paradoxical falsities. Just liberal trendiness force-fed by corporate media. We'll be back with Roger Stone in studio. Mike Cernovich with breaking news and... a lot of information begins to come out about how serious this purge is going to be that El Presidente 45 is launching. I'm Alex Jones for Teleprompter 3.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never loved you, you know they are a liar.
Stone, the villain of villains, the most evil man in the world, according to thousands of different news articles the last few months, hundreds of the last few days. He is, of course, the subject of a multi-year documentary that interviews the president when he was running for president. And Roger Stone follows Roger Stone for the last 3-4 years, right through to Trump's victory, ending in the InfoWars studios, in our larger studios right across the hall. And it's just crazy to me. I wanted to bring this up to Roger because they call him this villain because he introduced modern TV ads in the 70s and 80s, negative advertising, exposing the Democrats for who they really were when the Republicans actually started standing up against a lot of disinformation. The Democrats were the kings of original negative advertising. They had the nightly news. They had the big three networks. This was conservatives and patriots going from the experiences of Barry Goldwater being run over by these traitors and learning how to create their own media and their own system. So we're talking proto-InfoWars. So I've known Roger about 4 or 5 years, but known him good about 2.5. And he's so accurate. In fact, he warns me sometimes when something isn't 100% on and says, you know, the key is we've got to be totally accurate. That's the real currency of victory here, is having the scoops, having the sources. If you put out fake scoops or you put out something 100% right, even by accident sometimes, it damages what you're doing. That's why they're always trying to say we're fake news when they're the ones lying about WMDs. They're the ones lying about their whole fake drug war, both parties. They're the ones lying about Obamacare. And, you know, Roger Stone has been true to himself as a libertarian conservative. You know, he's, you know, a pro-gay marriage. He's pro-marijuana legalization. And he says that in the film. But then they act like he's this cold-blooded demon, you know, that supported all these dictators and things. Well, how about supporting people that are fighting communist dictators taking over? Or at least letting them have access to the American political system so the United States has contact with those people and influence. It's the Democrats backing the Arab Spring, the Islamic takeover. Roger Stone's always been fighting that. So all I'm saying is, I'm a 100% ideologue. I do everything I do because I believe in free market. I believe in open free societies. I believe in Americana. Why wouldn't I? Look at Venezuela. Look at Cuba. Look at North Korea. Look at China. I love America. And so they do all this gesticulation and backbending and everything to try to say we're actors, we're fake, we're frauds, When they're the actors, they're the fakes. We're teleprompter free. We're not like Stephen Colbert, an actor posing as a reporter, saying we're not real. We're not like Trevor Noah and John Oliver and all these people that have staffs of hundreds of people loading them full of BS. We believe in what we stand for. And you see Trump killing TPP, $3 trillion plus in the stock market, $300 billion in new jobs, half a million new jobs actually announced. Globalists in full panic, and invoking God, saying we love God, not the state. This is coffin nails to them. So, I haven't talked to Roger today. He flew out. I don't know what he wants to cover. I've got the fact that we broke from our sources that, by the way, we're not Roger. He says he can concur on it, that Trump's getting ready for a big purge. That's in the New York Times yesterday. Chernovich has got more joining us. The FBI probe. The Islamists is selling children's organs. I mean, this is crazy. The liberals wanting to ban. See, Roger will go to a gay freedom rally. And he's in the new film doing that. I knew Roger was doing that years ago. He's supporting open freedom, trying to get the Republican Party, which Trump's done, to not be so control freak. But the left are the new control freaks. So you could not be against gay people, but at the same time, it's not gay people pushing that they don't want mother and fathers or they want Mother's Day banned. That's a load of bull. This is about overthrowing what they call the basic human system. So we're going to cover this all in the next hour with Roger Stone. We're going to have live feeds tonight as well at InfoWars.com for some special live shows on the street. And then he'll be in studio with us back tomorrow, StoneColdTruth.com. Roger, I am wound up, so you better jump in or you won't get a word in edgewise here.
You know, Alex, I think that in a certain sense, I think the reason this documentary was green-lighted by Netflix is because they believe that the Trump presidency will be a failure. And therefore, they can pin it on me. They hope to vilify me the way they vilified Karl Rove. And again, I think they know that when you say over and over again, you know, Trump is a sock puppet. Stone was pulling all the strings, which is completely untrue. That hurts you with the man. So there's an undercurrent of that. You won't find me saying anywhere in this documentary or anywhere that I am Trump's brain, or that the strategy of the elected was his and not mine. Now, I do think when you work with somebody for 40 years, there is an osmosis.
You put a mark on them, and they affect you.
But, and vice versa. I saw some things differently because of things I learned from him. I think he saw things differently than what he saw.
Sure, but they call you the greatest villain, the super villain, and then you didn't do anything. I mean, you watch this. And it's like, you know what they're up to, the Clinton stealing all the money from Haiti and backing radical Islam and all the rapes and all the other crap. You never raped anybody, Roger?
No. There, as you know, there's a subset of leftists now trying to push the idea that Trump is mentally incompetent, that he's insane. Let's think about that for a moment. We had a serial rapist as our president. Where were they then? They weren't talking about what a nut job Bill Clinton was then. So, I mean, he's a sex criminal. It's outrageous, but it shows the extent to which they are petrified. The president is very angry. I think he has come to the conclusion that he is being ill-served by some around him.
Let's talk about that. I mean, here I am popping and interrupting, but let's walk through that. I called you on Tuesday and Wednesday, and I said, here's my sources. Is that accurate? You said, yeah, that's really accurate, but don't quote me because I want to keep my sources, quite frankly. You said, yes, he is angry. That part is accurate. Some heads are probably going to roll. And then I confirmed with you. The media said that was fake news. But 3 days later, it's in the New York Times on Saturday. Everything you said, I said word for word.
Well, and I can tell you right now that there was bickering in the White House staff over Abbas's meeting with the president and whether or not we were going to hold his feet to the fire on the funding of terrorism. We can never have peace between his country and ours, between his political organization and the United States, as long as he finances the murder of Jews and Christians and anyone who disagrees. We just can't do it. The president stepped in and kind of toughened up the rhetoric, and the meeting became somewhat more confrontational. But there were,
in that country's
right. Yeah. There were those on the White House staff who didn't want to raise this issue, who were more interested in the photo op and making it look like we're getting along to try to beat back our critics. Well, that would have been without substance, and that's not Trump. So I actually give credit to Sean Spicer on this. He was in favor of a harder line, and the president, I think, learned of his views and agreed with them. Mr. Priebus was not for a hard line.
And I guess we have these Middle Eastern leaders coming here and others, and Trump is calling out on the carpet, something that had been going on for a very long time. I mean, I loved his address at that university, Christian University yesterday, saying we don't worship government, we worship God, and expanding on that, you know, going and talking about how there's a Christian genocide going on hundreds of thousands of years by Muslims. This is happening, okay? And the left shows how deranged they are. That they literally want to ally with radical Islam because they're killing Christians. Why does the left have such a giant flaming hard-on for Christians? Why do they want us dead?
Well, and to give him credit, the president has really hung in on the repeal of the so-called Johnson Rule. The Johnson Rule was put in place by Lyndon Johnson so that preachers...
Saying Christians that are conservative have no free speech, but liberals can run around and do whatever they want.
It, but more importantly, preachers in Texas could not preach against him before the election. That's why he put it in place. It was all about him. And Billy Graham is the one who explained what Johnson had done to Donald Trump, and he has never forgotten it, and he's never backed off.
By the way, every time I talk to him, he brings it up just randomly. He says, you watch, I'm going to let Christians have free speech. I mean, you like that? You like that? I'm like, yeah, I really like that. Oh, like everybody had free speech. Let's come back then, Roger, and talk about the president, where he's at.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving. Ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is at least to the freeway. It's fashion will rot.
All right, Roger Stone has been so busy in New York City, he hasn't even slept. And he flew down here today. He's in Austin, Texas. He'll be with us for a couple days in studio. Poor guy didn't even eat today. I was just talking to him. He's mad at me. He's still coming to kill over here. But Roger was talking about how hot Trump is. And I want to be clear. I have other sources. Cernovich has sources. I have sources in the Pentagon, different agencies, you name it. Poor Roger, every time I report something, you know, he gets called and, you know, asked, did you release that? It's like Dan Bongino's never given me any information out of the Secret Service. He's been out of it for years. And every time I say the Secret Service said Hillary Clinton's having seizures and falling down every 45 minutes, he gets called and threatened. And I've got to say, no, it's not Dan Bongino. To the point of he didn't even want to come on the show because of it. But we have our sources, White House sources. Trump looks to replace Spicer as purge of establishment advisors begins. It's not even so much a purge that moving Spicer on. And I talked about Priebus and others. I talked to Roger a few days later. And he said, yeah, that's on target. Well, this week we reported that. Now Saturday, the New York Times comes out and says, sure enough, looks like he's being moved out the door, and Trump wants a major reboot. So, again, are we fake news? No. They hate us because the corporate media is forced to report stuff they would never report because we force them to by reporting it days, weeks, or years before. That's why they hate InfoWars.com and StoneColdTruth.com and Mike Cernovich is going to be co-hosting with us in the next two segments. So, Roger, let's get into Trump, the intel you've got, the intel we've got, where he is, the type of reboots, the new FBI director, other key smorgasbord.
Well, Alex, I think one of the things the president is most unhappy about is the fact that the Democrats have been much more successful in pushing the false narrative of Russian collusion in the election. And we have not been as effective at getting to the bottom of how the president was, in fact, surveilled in certain phone calls at Trump Tower. Now, you'll remember that FBI Director Comey and Admiral Rogers of the NSA both testified under oath that there was no surveillance. Well, if one phone call with Donald Trump were recorded, then they perjured themselves. We now know that there were more than one. We have not been as good. Of course, we don't have the mainstream media allies that they have, but the White House political shop has not done an effective job on this question. The president is burned up over the false narrative that the Russians helped him win the election. This makes him angry, and Alex, it should, because it's a lie. It's a distortion. It's a fantasy of the left, and it had two purposes: to distract from the corruption of the Podesta brothers and the Clintons, and also to make up for the fact that they nominated an old, tired, sick, corrupt candidate who had no energy and no ideas.
Well, plus, they've been in the news saying, oh, we've got Trump, we got his people with the Russians, we've got him surveilled. The New York Times, dozens of times in late 2016, early 2017, we covered it. Nauseam showed the headlines. And then Comey says the president's crazy that he thinks Obama surveilled him. Then last week it comes out, even the Associated Press said that Obama ordered thousands of Americans in the campaign surveil for political purposes. So they've literally turned their crimes around against the president. I found it endearing that he went on TV with Holt and Lester Holt and NBC and said, listen, I did get rid of him over the leaks. I did get rid of him over the weird stuff he said about Hillary. She's super corrupt, but we can't go after her. And I am sick of the Russia. It's made up. And they go, oh, my God, that's obstruction of justice. You got rid of... No, he's saying it's bull. He's being honest. He's sick of it. And he did ask the FBI. We all know this. Hey, look at Hillary and the uranium deals. Look at the China deals. Go after them. He knows he's not done anything. And that's why he's so angry, is he understands it's a canard, as you said, on a bunch of different shows the last week.
And you notice that Director Comey had no interest at all into looking into the corruption of the Clinton Foundation. He's too busy chasing Russian collusion.
Or the illegal server, or the pedophilia, or the...
Or Sandy Berger, or Mark Rich. This goes back a long way. He's been giving the Clintons a pass for a long time. FBI Director, now this is a complicated question. I think the president needs somebody who is not in Washington, not part of the Washington buddy system. The acting director, McCabe, it would be a disaster. This is a guy who...
His wife gave $600,000 to the Democrats.
Well, no. It's twofold here.
She gave and...
He, first of all, wanted to use taxpayer money to pay for the phony dossier on Donald Trump. And she got $700,000 through Terry McAuliffe for a state Senate race in Virginia, which was the payoff for not prosecuting Hillary, for not recommending the prosecution.
Sure, and I saw that. Then I saw reports that they've given big to Democrats.
I don't know what their wealth is, but I had researched this, and McAuliffe, of course, is, he is one of the flying monkeys in the Clinton zoo.
Sure, well, let me tell you how I know the Russia thing's bull. I've followed it. I've watched it. Plus, they said I'm under criminal investigation for actually being commanded by the Russians. That's the biggest load of horse manure on the planet. I mean, it is complete abject bull.
Well, and this hearing with the...
they don't ever let us testify, do they?
Isn't that amazing that they don't... They keep saying, we want it. We want these guys to testify. In fact, Chairman Burr said he'll subpoena anybody who refuses.
Why don't we go to D.C. in the next few weeks with cameras and just try to march in and demand their offices? Like Schumer's, we're here to testify. I mean, he'll set press conferences, you name it.
I think it's a pretty good idea. I don't. They can't deal with the guerrilla politics of the movement.
But you're a famous anti-communist, and all we're trying to do is cut taxes, rebuild our military, defend our borders, kill the TPP, restore American sovereignty. If that's Russian agenda, well, then I guess that's wonderful.
But Alex, that's the whole point. I'm the perfect villain. Because I've cultivated this reputation for having shard elbows and a rogue, the Democrats think I'll be a patsy on this. The problem is they don't have an iota of proof of Russian collusion. I don't know any Russians, and they know I don't know any Russians because they hacked my email. They have had me under surveillance.
But they never stop. So let me ask you this. Why is Trump so mad? Because it's made up. Is he just sick of it? I mean,
I think he's sick of it. Plus, he sees what really are egregious crimes over here by the Clintons that no one talks about, that they just walk away from.
Do we have any idea? I mean, I think Cornyn overall has proven to be a pretty good senator. He's a little kind of mainstream, but at the same time, I mean, who else would be a good FBI director?
I would like former New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly. Now, I disagree with him on stop and frisk. And stop and frisk was never decided.
Didn't we run into him and claim him?
Yes, we did. He's a good man. But stop and frisk has never been decided by the courts. It was knocked down by the lower courts, and then New York City Mayor de Blasio never appealed. So we don't have a definitive answer.
Well,
it is illegal today. It is one issue, though. Looking at it overall, he's a New Yorker. He is personally close to the president, knows him well. So there's a trust there. He did a phenomenal job of taking the crime capital of the United States and turning it into one of the safest cities in America.
New York was as bad as Chicago.
So I think he would be ideal. I think he might have to be persuaded to take the job, but I think in the end he would take it if it were offered. Judge Jeanine Pirro is another more than capable former prosecutor, former judge.
And press secretary?
Kimberly Guilfoyle, I think.
Let's come back and talk about the next shoes to drop and a lot more with Roger Stone. Mike Sternowitz on big breaking news right ahead. We've got three of the most attacked people by dinosaur media.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Talk better!
central playing part of Sean Spicer. He's looking for Trump because he thinks he might get fired. Because we're about to talk about what's real inside baseball on that. Because you guys have to step a little bit too serious. He doesn't get under skin. And then when he finds Trump in New Jersey, he's on a Trump Tower. They go and they have gay sex together.
President Trump, now.
He doesn't come here anymore.
Well, then where is he?
I go, of course, to New Jersey.
Mr. Trump, I need to talk to you. Have you ever told me to say things that aren't true?
Only since you started working here.
I don't think I can do this anymore, Mr. Trump. They're saying that you're going to replace me with Sarah.
Sean, come on. I would never do that. She doesn't have your special spice. Salt and pepper. A little bit of sugar.
No. Mr. President, stop.
You like when I do that, Sean?
No. It just tickles a little.
Yeah.
No, I'm married.
Sean, kiss me.
I can't. I have a wife. I took vows.
No, I'm famous. It's okay.
I'm famous.
Wait,
it's okay.
Is it like the Godfather when you kiss me and no one ever sees me again?
Yes.
And they start spreading mad passion and love together. Now, here's the issue with this. Here's the issue as we analyze that piece of Mike Cernovich. I went and did some research. They did that on another show last week that he was trying to do all this. And it's always about how he's a liar. Or the piece where they attack me, he goes, black people aren't humans, Alex Jones told me, InfoWars said so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can do a better job than Baldwin. It's ridiculous. And I guess he is fatter than me, so I see him. The point is that this is total deception. And this is the way they try to then turn the public against Trump, always claiming he's lying, when he actually went on TV, just like we told you back on Tuesday and Wednesday, Trump fired Comey because of all the things he did with the Clintons, of letting him have the leaks, of saying weird stuff that she's corrupt, but we can't prosecute her, and just acting fruity. I said he acts weird, he acts candy-ass, he acts strange. That's what I heard from sources. Trump, days later, says he acts strange, he acts weird. He just is bizarre, and the Russia thing's made up. And they go, and of course, we said it was Russia. And they go, oh, see, even Stone and Jones say it's Russia. Yeah, Trump said it days later. Because it's a bunch of reasons. It's a bunch of made-up crap. Mike Cernovich is our guest with Roger Stone. He'll be co-hosting with me the next 2 days. Hell, the full 4 hours if you want to, my friend. It's great to have you here. We have a lot of behind-the-scenes planning going on. A big documentary about you is a big hit right now. Get me Roger Stone. But let's talk about the other shoes to drop and what's happening with Spicer. Because now they've gone from Alex Jones is crazy, Roger Stone is crazy, Mike Cernovich is crazy. Yes, everything's wonderful. Spicer's not going anywhere. No shakeups. He's not mad. To now admitting all that's true, which pisses them off because they don't have the sources.
Yeah, in fact, Sean Spicer is under such public attack, I'm starting to get sympathetic to him. They're attacking him because he works for Donald Trump. Even though I don't think he is, I don't think he was the right person for this job from the beginning. I'm not sure how many people remember in September when he said if Trump doesn't get his poll numbers up, the Republican National Committee will have to suspend its financial support of his presidential candidacy. That's unheard of. That's outrageous.
And he's a choker. He chokes now and hides in the bushes.
He clearly wasn't at his desk at the right time.
Hey, they make jokes all day. I'm ready to be the White House press secretary. I'll be Guilfoyle's deputy.
Who wouldn't? But let me. That said,
I'll crawl around on my hands and knees.
I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders has done a credible job.
She's really good.
Now, I think she's really done a good job.
She's better than Spicer.
Well, you could say that, yes.
And I think he does some good moral stands and has good moments, but he's let them get under his skin. And I think it's okay to get angry, but you can't let them actually freak you out.
Well, in this particular case, I think that the White House press shop needs a total overhaul. They need a more offensive operation. And their biggest single problem, Alex, is that we still don't control the government. This is Barack Obama's administration with a few top Trump people in the cabinet jobs. Because the chief of staff, writes Priebus, will not instruct the individual cabinet members to say, this is who you're hiring, assistant secretaries, deputy
secretaries. They're paralyzed because of him So let me ask you this. How long, little birdies told me that Rince Priebus is walking the plank very, very soon.
Well, that may be premature, but in trouble.
Well, okay, what about...
In trouble, for sure.
What about the word, though, that a big reboot's coming? Trump isn't sure yet, but he's definitely, trying to really overhaul things.
Well, I think he's dissatisfied with the way it's going. Frankly, the poll numbers are something that should be watched very carefully. There's a lot of elasticity here. You'll remember there were times in the campaign when he would drop in the polls, and then he would immediately bounce back.
They're manipulating those, too. Let's go to Mike Cernovich, obviously very demonized, because he is real news. Mike, we're right again with our reporting this week, but we get no credit. What is your latest intel, my friend? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my latest intel is that Trump, and Roger can probably confirm this, Trump deliberately, this is how genius Trump's move was, and maybe Roger gave him this advice, who knows. Trump did not leak the Comey story to Rince Priebus or to Sean Spicer to triangulate who was sabotaging him. Trump now knows it's either Spicer or Rince who are sabotaging him. They are so busted.
Yeah, Cernovich, I didn't mean to interrupt you. He got his earpiece unplugged. I had to run over and plug it in for him here. Teleprompter free news. So sorry we're interrupting. Keep going.
Oh, so that was why the Comey story never leaked. Trump didn't tell Rince and he didn't tell Spicer. And my sources told me that was because he wanted to find out, okay, who is doing the leaking? Is it Sean or is it Rince? Now he knows it's one of them. That was the perfect trap. The Comey story didn't leak. So now he has to figure out, is it Spicer or Rince? But he knows for a fact it's one of them. So that is what the shakeup talk is about. Trump is furious. He now has confirmation that his own press team or somebody within it is not. Being honest, so here's another subplot, another subtext, is that Spicer and his press team threw a fit. Oh, my God, we weren't prepared to talk about Comey. Well, no kidding. Because you're leaking it. Because you're leaking the story. Trump cannot...
That's right. He's got to keep his cards to his own vest because of your treachery, dumbasses.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So they're all flipping out. And I was told by my sources that to let, Alex and the whole team know and everybody else, to let Trump know that that was a good decision. Because what they're trying to do is they're saying, watch Trump. Look what happens, but you don't tell us beforehand.
Sure, that's why the word I got from multiple sources, and Roger confirmed this, it was his own people, we're not sure exactly who, that leaked to the media the talking points Nixonian and didn't tell them to selfishly make them the poor little heroes that weren't part of all this, and then Spicer hides in the bushes and acts like he's all upset. It has bad optics.
Alex, I actually think that the CNN Politico story last week that said that I was the one who convinced the president to fire Comey was the result of a leak from the White House with the strategic thought that Roger Stone, Richard Nixon, Saturday Night Massacre, here's how we poison the option of firing Comey with the president. That was the purpose of that. And it obviously failed.
Yeah,
from your intel, Feather Mike, from your intel, we come back, both of you. Obviously, can you tell people who you think it is?
No.
Because these people are idiots. I mean, all right, we'll be right back with Mike Cernovich, Roger Stone. I'm Alan Jones. This is the InfoWar.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Mike Sternovich, Roger Stone. I feel bad. We're almost out of time here. Obviously, tomorrow, hopefully, we can pick this back up. Roger's going to be in studio. Roger Sternovich is taking over with other big news, other big tidbits. It's just such a battle for this country, such a huge army of scum aligned against the American people. It's just an unprecedented time right now to be alive. Trump so clearly is the American president. He's so clearly trying to turn the economy back on. He's so clearly under attack by every enemy on the planet. This is insane.
But at the same time, you have Rex Tillerson, Condoleezza Rice pushing the appointment of Kay Bailey Hutchinson, part of the Never Trump crowd, as ambassador to NATO. What could possibly be the thinking here?
So what was Trump's thinking to bring all these people in, thinking they would just do good because he was the boss?
I think he thought it would be kumbaya. Yes, it's important to have all factions of the party represented. Yes, it's important to have a united party, but you unite the party by putting forward policies that are so popular that the establishment Republican types and the moderate Republicans don't dare oppose it, or they'll be swept away.
That's right.
Primaries.
Instead, they've tricked not just Trump, but the people under him into compromises that kill Trump with his base. But the word is Trump's going to turn back towards the nationalism, back towards his roots. Mike Cernovich, what's your intel?
Yeah, so we're actually, it was kind of funny. My sources have told me that you and Alex and Roger are going to be really happy. And I said, why? And he goes, well, I can't go too much into detail. But what Trump has noticed is Trump goes, what happened to all those people on Twitter who loved me? What happened? He called the savages, actually. He goes, what's going on with the savages? And people didn't want to tell him right away. But he's figuring out that his media team is, and they don't do anything. They're ineffective. Spicer is a beta cuck. He's afraid to confront the media, afraid to call them out, afraid to go
and
in
Trump
there.
Trump didn't know why 100 deep he never saw positive comments or feedback that he loved, because he doesn't know, until people told him a week ago, that Twitter's blocking all the positive comments.
Which is hard to understand, because here we have Steve Bannon, friend of mine, comes from the world of alt media, should understand this better than anyone, but no one has ever laid out for the president what Google and Facebook and Twitter and Amazon and Yahoo are doing.
They're destroying his base.
This is the most important issue. It is more important.
And the good news is, it's been brought up. Cernovich, get back to that. That's key. But by the way, can both of you, because we have like 4 hours tomorrow, it'd be great to have you for like an hour, Roger, and then Cernovich for a whole hour with us. Wouldn't you love to just have those big segments tomorrow?
Works for me.
Mike, can you come on tomorrow?
Yeah, of course. It's always my pleasure. So, I've been told that Bannon had to be real careful, because if you watch what the media is doing, the media created, I was told by the highest level people, a psyop against Roger, and Roger is right. They knew that the documentary on Roger was coming out, so they timed that Nixonian talking point. They actually have a team of PhDs, people like Robert Cialdini. They timed those talking points for the documentary, because they knew people would be Googling Roger Stone Nixon. So it was a very, very sophisticated, coordinated psyop. I have been told that the Democrats have upped their game. They've actually brought in people who understand new media, and that they told me they've leveled up. And all of us, we better be prepared to fight like never before, because they go, look, man, last year you guys steamrolled them on social media. They brought in whole teams of PhDs, Apple research on everybody. And, of course, that's why people have to go to InfoWarsStores.com, because they're trying to crush us, man.
By the way, I haven't even plugged once in the last 2 hours, even though it's how we fund ourselves, because I just want to cover the info. It's so exciting to be breaking this down. But absolutely, it's all over the news. The algorithms, Facebook, Google, are trying to shut us down, blocking us everywhere, attacking us, and trying to attack Trump and saying, kill him everywhere. I mean, this is beyond any movie or anything I ever fantasized about. How, despite everything they're doing, he's gotten most of his agenda done, and then we're all sitting here bitching that he's not Jesus, you know, parting the Red Sea Moses.
And they actually have a list. This is evocative of the famous blacklist of the 1930s.
But beyond that.
But it's in reverse. These are the people whose First Amendment rights must be crushed. Juanita Broderick, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Roger Stone, Tucker Carlson, whoever it may be. It's extraordinary.
Yeah, I've been blacklisted, actually. A friend of mine who's a New York Times bestselling author said, hey, Cernovich, why don't you use a publisher for your book? And I go, well, why don't you ask them? So he talked to his book agent. His book agent said, oh, no, it's well known that Cernovich is blacklisted within the publishing industry, because they know that he would sell so many books that he would be on the New York Times number one on the list, and they don't ever
want to create celebrities. But here's the good news. We don't want to be celebrities. We want to defeat tyranny, but we've got to be celebrities to do it, even though we're major targets. So now it's a do-or-die death battle, folks. I'll be destroyed. Roger will be destroyed. You'll be destroyed. We'll all be destroyed if we don't win this. We've got to be all in. So, Roger, Cernovich, all of you, how do we all in ourselves, and how do the listeners get all in?
Well, the listeners, by supporting you, you know, the InfoWars.com, the products that they buy, support it. We need to put more people to work. This is another thing most people don't realize. I've hung out with Alex Jones. I know Roger Stone. I know everybody. We're not driving Ferraris. We're pushing our money back into the economy.
Sure,
it's
all about the war. But I mean, on top of that, though, people should spread the links.
That's exactly right. If you have a Twitter feed, if you have a Facebook feed, if you're on Instagram, if you're on Snapchat, you're an army of one. take the best stories off of InfoWars and get them out there.
The most powerful forces of globalism are scared. They're spending millions to defeat you. We already beat them once in the election. We're in a total battle. They're doing everything they can to defeat our president. We're going to win if you take action.
But yeah, people repost my videos, and I've had people say, Cernovich, why do you let people repost your videos, and they monetize the videos on YouTube? And I go, good, post my videos, monetize them, make money, just get the link
out. You just want to win. My God, they're trying to get rid of the family. They hate Christians. They're with radical Muslims. They want. It's a death battle. They're a bunch of scum that know we're better than them because we're freedom lovers, every race, color, and creed. They want to rape us.
But let's be very clear. While they have been destroying the country, they themselves have become very, very rich.
They're parasites.
They think that that's what we're doing. We're not in this for the money. We're in this for the country.
Oh, I know. The globalists just keep acting like, oh, I hear you're an actor and it's fake. Can you work with us? I'm like, dude, I'm not fake. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're true believers. Like I said, we're not flying on private jets. We're not trying to...
Well, I'll say this. I hope we take the country back and everybody's incredibly wealthy and we all got spaceships.
But it's not about wealth.
It's not about the damn wealth. It's about defeating the NWO. And I'm telling the listeners, they are coming after everybody. And that's the thing about Trump. I can't believe he's gotten this much done. But the good news is, I've heard it from my sources. I've heard it from you. I've heard it from Cernovich and all our sources. The word is Trump is looking at taking his gloves off. So that's exciting. Closing comments on that.
Because they have made the mistake of hitting him too hard. He started his presidency in a conciliatory way. This is a guy who, while he was president-elect, he met with Al Sharpton. He met with Al Gore.
He's a counterpuncher.
He reached out. And what did he get when he put out the olive branch to Hillary and said, oh, maybe we shouldn't prosecute her? Nothing. They went after him hammer and tong. So now he understands the gloves will be off. This is a fight to the finish. I can tell you this. Don't ever push Donald Trump into a corner. Don't push him into a corner. He is a fighter.
And so this is going to be the ultimate political battle for the future of civilization. We're here witnessing, Cernovich.
Oh, it's exciting. And that's what I tell people is that Trump knows now who the fighters are. He now knows you can't rely on Spicer. You can't rely on Priebus. You can rely on Roger Stone. Get me Roger Stone. Get me Alex Jones. Get me Mike Cernovich. Give me the people who show up and want to fight hard every day. He's learning. So our profiles are going to rise even more. And like you say, it isn't because we want to be celebrities. But in America, you have to be a celebrity to have any kind of influence.
Yeah, we're just telling listeners, they've chosen us as the enemy. We're seen as the real opposition. We need your full prayers, number one. And we need to spread the links and financial support because they are destroying me right now. And I feel great. I don't care. I'm going all the way to the end, whatever the cost may be. My grandfather's got shot at. George Washington got shot at. I'm just politically getting attacked. But this is the real war, gentlemen.
And their resources, Google's resources, are unlimited. Unlimited.
But they don't have the people. If the people are with us, no one can stand against
us. And the people will be with us as long as we can communicate with them. That's the whole key. You want to win on immigration, you want to win on trade, you want to win on the economy, then you can't be censored.
And finally, we're here. We're fighting. We're delivering. We're doing it. You folks, become sponsors of our local affiliates. Start your own show. Support us. Pray for us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of great products. Mike Cernovich, having plugged your website. Tell folks how to find you.
Twitter.com/@Cernovich is the best place to find me. You can find everything there. Twitter.com/@Cernovich. But like Alex said, hey, if you got money, money's good. If you don't got money, don't feel like you can't do anything. Start a YouTube page. Do book reviews. Upload our videos.
Bottom line, the fight for the future of humanity is here against a bunch of collectivist scum. And we're all here together, no matter what color you are. If you love freedom, we're brothers and sisters together. Tomorrow, Mike Cernovich, Roger Stone, and yours truly, Alex Jones, with my great InfoWars crew, and your phone calls, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Be sure and join us and spread those links.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally
naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.